Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight in response to Palestinian rocket fire into Israel. According to reports, the Israeli raids hit dozens of targets across Gaza, including the office of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue has a report.
The Israeli military carried out more airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza on Monday, hours after a rocket launched from Gaza hit and destroyed a home north of Tel Aviv that morning. Israeli authorities say that six people were wounded. A Hamas naval position has been hit, as well as a large training camp in Gaza, according to Palestinian officials. But it's not immediately clear how many casualties may have resulted. Both positions were likely to have been evacuated, as Hamas had hours of notice that Israeli strikes were coming. Hamas has also not confirmed or denied their involvement in the initial rocket attack. Earlier this month, Israel said two rockets were launched at Tel Aviv, blaming Hamas Islamists. But a security official later said they'd been set off by accident.
That was Saskia O'Donoghue of Reuters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has returned home early from the United States. Here is AP correspondent Aaron Heller.
He came back early because of the latest crisis here at home. He'd met in Washington with President Donald Trump. And now that he's back, he's meeting with his top military brass to discuss the latest steps. He's under a lot of pressure politically just 2 weeks before Israeli elections to strike Hamas hard, but at the same time seems wary of being drawn into a full-fledged conflict this close to the election.
The highlight of the Prime Minister's visit to Washington, President Trump's executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. That territory was taken from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War and was unilaterally annexed by Israel in 1981. This is VOA News. The Trump administration's trade accord with Mexico and Canada faces an uncertain future, and President Trump is stepping up efforts to win congressional backing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
The president's top trade negotiator has said if Congress does not pass the so-called USMCA, the U.S. will have no credibility with other trading partners like China. But Republicans are at odds with parts of the plan, including steel and aluminum tariffs on products brought in from the two nations, and say they need to see adjustments before approving it. But the administration knows any tweaks to win their support could jeopardize backing in Canada and Mexico. The president's meeting with GOP lawmakers today to start rounding up votes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to vote later today on whether to override President Trump's veto of legislation that would undo his declaration of a national emergency at the nation's southern border with Mexico. The president is virtually certain to prevail. Here's AP's Mike Hempen.
The vote to override the president's first veto seems certain to fail, which would let stand his border emergency declaration. That would allow Trump to shift $3.6 billion from military construction projects to work on a barrier along the southwest boundary. However, even if his veto remains intact, Trump may not be able to spend the money right away because of lawsuits that might take years to resolve. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Cyclone relief operations are moving deeper into remote Mozambique as experts warn of disease fears. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Relief operations are pressing into rural Mozambique, where an unknown number of people remain without aid, while World Health Organization officials warn of a second disaster if disease breaks out. They fear a spike in malaria cases in Mozambique. The disease-carrying mosquitoes breed in standing water. WHO says 900,000 oral cholera vaccines are expected to arrive later this week. However, the United Nations says some 1.8 million people still need urgent help and has made an emergency appeal for $282 million for the next 3 months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in Washington, congressional Democrats are demanding that the Justice Department turn over the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, while Republicans insist it is time to move on from the Russia investigation. President Trump says the release of the full report would not be a problem for him, and he and his allies are blasting those Mr. Trump says were responsible for starting the probe in the first place. An election monitoring group today issued a critical report of the run-up to Thailand's weekend presidential vote, saying it tilted to benefit a party close to the ruling military junta. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of America.